It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning as we broadcast, as we do every Friday, from the wonderful, phenomenal, spectacular Borgata. Look, we wish we could say the same thing about our Phillies team, but they are they're donezo and have been, obviously, for about 36 hours now. Look, it's a day two reaction, as we all know, to the awful end of the Philly season. What happened, why it happened, and where they go from here, I guess the three main things to get into, not to mention the emotional edge, which is obviously still incredibly raw, I think, for all of us. So, look, we'll mix some Eagles in, of course, but it's going to still be heavy on the Phils today. 8 o'clock today, we give away Eagles-Browns tickets, so that's pretty cool. Try to pep you up with the chance to win Eagles-Browns tickets in 2 hours. Your phone calls all show, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Not all spiders make webs. You know, this time of year, you go out, you see big, fancy, fake spider displays, and there's usually webs.
Yeah.
Only about half the spiders out there make webs to catch their prey. The other half, they construct other things to catch their prey. All spiders make silk.
All
but only
spiders
half
make silk.
Make webs.
Well, if a web's a mess, the Phillies are a web-making mess because they have...
Nailed it.
They bungled it, my man. All right, so look, let me just say this before we go any further. Yesterday, right around this time, and I'm not making this up, within about 30 seconds, we had what we call in our industry a full board of phone calls. meaning people were so irate, you know, rightfully so, that all the calls were jammed and no one could then get in for a long, long time. So if you wanted to get in yesterday and couldn't at this time because you called and got a business signal right now, is the time to call at 215-592-9494 to weigh in. And I think, in more than anything, get it off your chest. But obviously approach this thing with, you know, whatever form of conclusions you got that also move toward the future, like where to go from here. So a couple things out of the gate. First off, obviously the bitter disappointment lingers and will for a tremendous amount of time, maybe our whole lives. These things get easier if you eventually win a title, but, you know, the bottom line is if they don't win a title, this thing's always going to be a remarkable disappointment. I got to tell you, I'm honestly not shocked. I'm bitterly disappointed, but I'm not shocked. Three things. Number one, upsets happen in baseball all the time. It's a frustrating reality, but it's true. Number two, guys, we saw this team be average for 4 months. Average.
Yeah.
Average for 4 months. And number three, they had a flawed lineup, and we knew it. We knew that. I mean, John, we knew they had a flawed lineup, right? I mean, come on. Like, we didn't think the bullpen was going to fall apart.
We knew they had a flawed lineup, but we thought they figured out ways to counteract that. Like, we thought that the last two postseasons they had been lamenting over for the last couple years, that they would come up with better strategies to utilize the talents that we do have.
Well, let me ask you this question, John, and this is a serious question to get into, because this ultimately gets to a large extent where I want to move the show today as to what should the Phillies do. And I got six players' names written down that I think are the juiciest as far as should they stay or should they go. Those players are Boehm, Stott, Castellanos, Trey Turner, JT Realmuto, and Ranger Suarez. Now, if you notice, I don't have Marsh and Rojas in there because I think we all know they got to upgrade there. Maybe Marsh is a fourth outfielder. Maybe Rojas is a fourth outfielder. But these guys shouldn't be real starters. The juicy ones are the five main starters, Boehm, Stott, Casty, Trey, and JT. And then Ranger, who, look, we all love Ranger, but the lack of length, particularly in October, is an issue. John, here's my question to you based on what you just said. Thinking that the lineup was going to approach things different, of these five players, Bohmstadt, Casty, Trey, and JT, who did you think was going to approach it different? I mean, no one thought Rojas was going to approach it different.
I didn't think Alec Bohm would melt down the way that he did. I thought he was past that. You know, that I thought that the I hate this place thing, you know, that 2 years ago, I that was out of his system. And then this season was such a shock to my system that he took a step in such the wrong direction emotionally or something. And then, you know, just look around. Trey Turner is a bigger problem.
That's right.
Than Alec Bohm is.
That's
even
right.
Though I think Alec Bohm is a devastating problem, that he's got the attitude he's bringing, because I think it's pervasive, and I think it's part of the, you know, that spreading through the clubhouse is part of what's going to get you losing in the postseason. But Trey is $300 million.
Yeah.
He is falling with a whimper before our very eyes at the plate. And it disgusts me, and then I think, but what are we supposed to do about it? Because no one wants that contract. He represents the big spend flaws of this team, and then I get more angry. Then I get more frustrated with everything, because it feels like they've almost moved into Sixers territory where it's like, shut up and show me now. Yeah. I don't believe what you say. Nothing the organization at this point, nothing the organization says is going to make me feel better. I need you to show me this offseason that you're committed to fixing the flaws that this team continues to demonstrate in the postseason. And you need to show me, starting at spring training next year through the year, that you care about the fundamentals that of this game as much as we do. Like, make the pitchers work.
Yeah.
See some pitches out there. Be situationally aware, please. And by the way, be mentally tough, please. The Mets, the worst part about this entire postseason is the Mets wanted it worse than we did. Can you believe that? The Mets, the New York Mets, wanted it worse than the Philadelphia Phillies did. And that was so obvious, painfully obvious with every game played.
Look, I agree with everything you said, perhaps until the very end. I don't know if it was a matter of want. I think the Phillies got into a bad structure offensively, which we see teams get into, this one in particular. I think they emotionally did struggle to get out of it. They were not resilient. They were not. You know, one of the things that really strikes me is when you try to figure out what to do, there's an argument against getting rid of a bunch of these guys. And here's the thing I would say, just a cautionary tale, and I guess I'm more saying this to the Phillies, but I'll say it to everyone listening who's obviously, we're all fans. I would encourage people to be careful with going for a pound of flesh just because.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because you want it, and that's why you got to dump a guy. Like, let me give you a for instance. I would be much more inclined to keep Alec Bohm than Nick Castellanos. Now, I know right now the inclination is, well, Bohm was a disaster in September and October, and Castellanos wasn't, so therefore keep Castellanos. But for 6.5 months, the reality is Bohm was better. I mean, that is a fact. That is a fact. I mean, statistically, he was just flat out better. So I would be very, very careful about moving off of Bohm and keeping Castellanos.
You have to move off of Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm is such a head case. I look, I don't know, and I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what's going on exactly, but we see there's plenty that's going on.
There
is plenty that's wrong with whatever he's doing.
I know.
And if that can get fixed, then you know, I take that back. But we can't go. I thought we were past all this. Like I said, I thought the I hate this place was out of his system. And now we find out that there's a lot more where that came from, and this was dysfunctional this year. It actually affected the way that he played.
No, I think it did in October. I think that's right. You know, one of the biggest problems, and John, you touched on it earlier. I mean, Trey to me is the number one guy I'd like to dump.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the hardest guy to dump.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy still has almost $300 million on his deal. It's still coming to him for 9 years.
To me, he represents the, the disgusting way that we lost this postseason.
I totally agree.
He represents
the
lie down and just give up feeling. That right. factor that I got from our team, he is the personification. Like the way that he just weakly swung and meekly went out and just gave in and gave up. Like that was my perception of Trey Turner. And I don't know if that's because the $300 million just keeps hanging and blinking in the corner of my eye like a little devil on my shoulder. But that does factor in.
Look, there's no question. So what to do is a big part of day two reaction, because we do start moving it forward to a certain extent. And look, it's going to take a couple weeks to unpack this. I mean, a big thing still is whether Rob Thompson should stay or go. We had a poll yesterday, 51% of respondents, and we get thousands of people that respond to these polls. 51% said keep him, 49% said fire him. Obviously, you can weigh in. And the big thing we'd ask you is why or why not, on whichever side you choose, to keep him or to fire him, 215-592-9494. But I really also don't want to lose the emotional edge of things, which I think would be impossible to lose because it is still so raw for all of us about 36 hours from this thing ending. Devin, you were not with us yesterday. Your reaction emotionally, intellectually, whichever way you want to take it, to the Philly season crumbling so fast.
You know, we spend 3 hours a day with these guys from, what, the end of March through October, or past October if we're lucky. And this season in particular, we hear over and over and over again that they're just thinking about October, thinking about World Series. You know, this is the year. And for them to go out like that is, it's something that I don't think my brain has comprehended yet. I keep vacillating between anger and sadness. Because it is sad, you know, like I mentioned, we watch these guys for hours every day and we have all these high hopes, no pun intended, for them. And then they go out with a whimper to the Mets like that. They played scared. They were embarrassing. It was pathetic. I think they need to make massive changes this offseason while also kind of trying to maintain their core.
That part's tough.
And it's tough. It is going to be a big conversation and discussion.
That sounds counterintuitive or very difficult.
Well,
I
think we start, you mentioned the Sixers, we start to enter that, you know, every time the Sixers get knocked out in the second round or before the second round, we hear, blow it all up and start over. Well, if you blow it up and start over, then you're blowing it up and starting over. Like, you still have to keep the same core of guys, and that's why I'm sure we'll talk about throughout the show, I don't think that they should let go of Rob Thompson, because you don't want to bring the team back even farther, right? You want to make moves that maintains the identity of the team, but just improves it.
Well, it's interesting to say that at the end, because a lot of people think they need to change their identity. And maybe they do. I mean, you know, so let me tell you this. And again, phone lines for everyone, 215-592-9494. Ruben Amar is going to be on the show today. And I'm really looking forward to having him on starting at 7. It'll be with us for 3 hours, because he's been literally the general manager when this kind of thing happened a couple different times, where it's like, you know, you had a really good team. Now, they didn't play like a really good team for 4 months, but for 6 months, I mean, the record says, you know, they were one of the three or four best teams in baseball. That's a fact. All right. So you had a good team. You had a chance to win a World Series. You played bad in October. So what do you do? Like, that is the conundrum. And again, I think pound of flesh is the right term. There's a lot of people that want pound of flesh, but you also got to be smart about it, and you have major contracts that still linger that complicate moving off of guys. And then the guys that aren't the major contracts, namely Ranger and Bohm and Stott, are, you know, the small contracts that, you know, let's be real, frankly, give the Phillies more value than other guys that make seven times more money than them. All right, and are still developing players to an extent. And, of course, you never want to be a team that just starts dumping young players if they're going to have bright futures. 215-592-9494. So we'll ask Ruben at 7. you know, that mix as a general manager, how you evaluate that. Obviously, emotional edge, I think, is still the main thing. I'll also ask you this question. Are you actually truly shocked? And I want you to think about that. Are you actually truly shocked? I sense almost everybody is. I'm not, because they were a flawed team for 4 months playing average baseball, and upsets happen in the playoffs all the time. Where are you standing? All, but I mean, I am incredibly.
And the Mets were better. The Mets were better the last 4 months of the season.
They were.
Like, I don't know if it was as much of an upset. They only won five more games over the 162 than the Phillies.
Right.
And the Mets went like 70-40 over the last 110. Like, yeah. They were just better.
And that's the thing. I think a lot of people are shocked, but I'd almost say, like, should you be? But guys, I get it. I know you put your heart and soul into it. We all do. We're all incredibly disappointed. Your reaction to the whole thing, 215-592-9494. The bitter disappointment, are you shocked? Rob Thompson should stay or go? And the players, arguments for and against the various players. And you got to be realistic, because it's not like, hey, trade Turner for Aaron Judge. Don't work that way.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.